When Luke and Nora opened their eyes, they found themselves in the most incredible place they had ever seen. It was Wonderland Park. Wonderland Park was an amazing amusement park they had always dreamt about going to. It had roller coasters and rides and games, everything you could ever imagine. But there was something even more special about this place. There were no other people in the park except for Luke and Nora. That's right, they had the entire place to themselves. That meant they didn't have to wait in any lines or bump into anyone else. They could just run right onto any ride they saw and ride it as many times as they wanted to. They started hopping from one ride to another, spinning around on the Star Spinner, and then they went soaring through the skies on the Lightning Peak Express and exploring the spooky halls of Phantom Manor. They were having the time of their lives, and as they approached the final ride of the day, the Serpent's Tail Coaster, they got in and sat down and buckled up as the train slowly started climbing to the top of the hill. And just as it got to the very tippy top and was about to plummet down the other side, it suddenly jerked to a stop, leaving them stuck at the very top of the ride. And they were way up high. They could see the entire amusement park below them. And while they were trying to figure out a way down, they peered over the edge and spotted something moving around down there near the bottom of the ride. It looked like a sinister, creepy-looking figure prowling around. And as they looked closer, they realized it was a big, snarling wolf. And it was trying to crawl up the roller coaster towards them. That's right, it was coming after them. And guess what? They were stuck in the ride at the very top. What were they supposed to do? As it got closer, they saw it had glowing red eyes and razor-sharp claws. It was eyeing them hungrily as it began to scale the coaster's structure, getting closer and closer by the second. Nora and Luke started to panic as they started trying to wiggle free from their restraints. And when they finally got out, they hopped out of the train they were on and started running down the coaster track. But as they ran, Luke looked over the edge and felt dizzy when he saw how far up they were and how far down he would fall if he lost his step. And just then, he actually tripped over himself and nearly fell. But Nora grabbed his hand and pulled him to safety. Oh, thank goodness. But they could hear the wolf barking and howling behind them as he was starting to close in. No matter how fast they tried to run, the wolf was always faster, and he was getting even closer. Eventually, that wolf was so close behind them that when they turned around to look, they could see each of his big, sharp teeth. And then the wolf lunged forward, his jaws snapping mere inches from their heels. As they desperately tried to get away, both Luke and Nora lost their footing, and they tumbled headfirst off the edge of the roller coaster. They could feel themselves falling and falling, and just as they were about to hit the ground, they were caught by a pair of strong, familiar arms. It was their dad! Dad? How did you find us? Nora asked. Well, I searched the entire house, and when I couldn't find you, I remembered what you had said about your lamp. And I knew there was only one place that you would both wish to go, so I took a chance and pulled the string just like you. And here I am. And the reunion was cut short when they heard the sound of heavy paws thudding behind them. And then they turned to see the wolf approaching, his eyes gleaming with evil. And Dad stepped forward, shielding Luke and Nora. What do you want with my children, wolf? And Luke and Nora cried out, be careful, Dad, that wolf is really fast. And then Dad's eyes widened. And then he turned from the wolf to face his kids as he said, huh. Okay, well, in that case, run! The three of them sprinted away as fast as their legs could carry them with the wolf in hot pursuit. And as they ran, Luke shouted, we can't keep this up forever, Dad! What do we do? And then Nora's eyes sparkled with an idea. Everyone, quick, grab my hands! She reached out to her brother and her dad, and she said, on the count of three, We all need to think of home with all of our might. They nodded in agreement as they clasped their hands tightly. And Nora said, okay, one, two, three. And just then, a rush of energy surged through their linked hands. And the world around them blurred. And in the blink of an eye, they found themselves sitting safely in their living room. And Mom stared at them, confused.
Oh, where did you three come from? Weren't you just upstairs playing in Luke's room? How'd you get down here so fast?
And the kids tried to explain everything that happened to their mom. And their mom said,
wow, that really is great, you guys. Good for you.
And then Dad spoke up and said, no, they're not kidding, honey. Seriously, I was right there with them and I saw everything. That lamp really does have some kind of magical powers. I even caught the kids as they fell off a giant roller coaster. And then a wolf started chasing us and then...
Great job, sweetie. Wow. I'm just so, so happy for you.
Luke and Nora and their dad could tell that Mom didn't really believe what just happened. She just thought they were making up some imaginary story for fun. But what else were they going to do? They couldn't prove it to her. And then Luke turned to Nora with realization. Wait, how did we even get back here, Nora? We didn't even have my lamp. How did you know we could make it back here just by holding hands and thinking about it? I don't know, said Nora. I just had this feeling that there was something more to it. And that maybe, just maybe, we were the most important part of making the magic happen. And Nora was right. The lamp did play its part, but it was just one part of a much larger picture that they were just now beginning to uncover. And as the children settled into bed that night, thinking about all the other incredible places they longed to visit, they didn't know that the wolf they had seen in their recent trip to Wonderland Park had picked up their scent, and he was making his way to their home for a very unwelcome visit. Suddenly, Luke and Nora heard a loud crash downstairs, followed by the sound of their parents screaming. Luke and Nora jumped out of bed and rushed downstairs to find the wolf standing in the middle of their living room with its eyes fixed on the lamp that was being held in their father's hands.
Give me the lamp, the wolf growled, and I shall spare your lives.
Luke and Nora looked at each other in disbelief. Was this wolf talking? And their father held the lamp tightly with his voice trembling as he spoke. Who are you and why do you want this lamp so badly? And the wolf's eyes had a mixture of anger and desperation.
That lamp is a prison. It has kept me locked away for many years, and each time your children used its power, they weakened the seal that has kept me trapped all this time. And now I am so close to freedom, I will stop at nothing to reclaim what is mine.
Luke and Nora gasped. They had no idea that every time they turned the lamp on and off and traveled to these other places, they had unintentionally released the wolf. Luke stepped forward and said, we're sorry. We didn't mean any harm. And then Nora nodded. Is there anything we can do to help you? And the wolf's expression softened just slightly.
You haven't caused me any harm, children. Allow me to explain. I was once a powerful sorcerer many years ago. I created that lamp to grant wishes, but it was stolen from me and a curse transformed me into this monstrous form as I was locked away on the other side of every place this lamp takes you. And the lamp's magic is the only thing that can break the curse and restore me to my human form. But the lamp only works when the right children use it. And there are only a few such children alive today who have the power to activate the lamp as you just did. I've been waiting for years for someone like you to reactivate its power to set me free.
And the children looked at each other with a silent understanding passing between them. Well, how do we know you're not an evil sorcerer? What if we help you and then you turn out to be mean? Said Luke and Nora. And their dad spoke up and said, that's a very good observation, kids, but I have a feeling he's telling the truth, you guys. I know a bad guy when I see one. And even though wolves can look scary, I don't think this one is as bad as we first thought back at Wonderland Park.
Thank you, sir, said the wolf.
Okay, well, in that case, how can we help? Asked Luke.
The four of you must all put your hands on the lamp and turn it on together with me. However, I must warn you that when this is complete, this will end the magic of the lamp forever.
And as all this was happening, Luke and Nora's mom spoke up and said,
"You mean you need me to be part of this too? Wow, well, this whole time, I didn't even know this was all true. But if you really need me, I guess I can help."
And so Luke and Nora and Mom and Dad and the wolf all put their hands on the lamp, and together they pulled the cord, even though they knew it meant losing the lamp's magic forever. And as they focused their energies on the lamp, a brilliant light filled the room. The wolf's form began to shift and change, and in a matter of seconds, a tall, elderly man stood in its place, and he smiled at the children with his eyes filled with gratitude.
"Thank you," he said, his voice soft and gentle. "You have freed me from an eternity of suffering, and in return, I will grant you one final wish."
And Luke and Nora looked at each other, and then at their parents, and they knew exactly what to wish for. "We wish for the world's biggest water slide in our backyard." "No, no, no, Luke, that's not what we want," Luke's dad interrupted. What he meant to say was, "We wish for our family to always be happy and healthy and filled with love," they said together. And the sorcerer nodded, and with a wave of his hand, they felt a deep sense of peace and contentment wash over them, knowing that their love for each other would always be their greatest magic, even if they didn't have the world's biggest water slide. And then as the sorcerer prepared to leave, he turned to the children one last time.
"Remember," he said, "the true magic lies not in the lamp, but in you."
And with that, he vanished, and the magical lamp was no more. But it wouldn't be long until Luke, Nora, and their parents discovered new ways of using the magic inside them to travel to places beyond their wildest dreams. Do you ever find yourself wondering when the next episode is going to come out for the Storyland podcast? I know they don't come out as much as we all want them to, but if you want to be the first to know about when the next story is going to drop, all you got to do is follow us on Instagram or Facebook, or just go to storyland.show and you'll find links to all the different places online where you can listen and watch and even leave a comment and make suggestions about other story ideas that you might have. Just go to storyland.show. Or again, you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram. Just search for Storyland, all one word, podcast. Storyland Podcast, and you should be able to find us there. Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.